Our Garage Series road trip, a two-part series. I'm inspired by the many technology scenarios we've had on the show, and I decided to hit the road, well, by plane first, to meet some of the people and organizations adopting Office 365. And I want to put Office to the challenge while I'm navigating my way. First stop, Hong Kong, known for its expansive skyline, where the traditional and modern walk hand in hand. But before we get started, let's have a look at today's trivia question.
What is the average number of devices in use per person in Hong Kong? Is it A, B, or C?
In this city, efficiency is key. There are about 400 square miles with 7 million people inhabiting Hong Kong. The lack of space has made it one of the world's most vertical cities. And here more than ever, there's an imperative need for the people and industry to move towards the cloud. So what better way to understand the move to the cloud than to catch up with some real customers and real organizations starting that journey today? I'm here at the Ignite Conference, the first in Hong Kong, who are 300 people are beginning their journey, and I want to get their perspectives on Office 365. What are you looking to learn this week? What's your main topic for Office 365?
Really looking at deployment, change management.
I want to want new friends from Microsoft Office 365.
I'm looking at SharePoint today.
What pain points or problems are you looking to solve with the move to the cloud?
Really the transition to the cloud.
Many of the companies in Macau are like expanding right now.
Right.
So with Link and SharePoint, I think we can enhance on the collaboration.
How to move them from that legacy platform to 2013 Office 365.
So when we talk about cloud and we talk about Microsoft, one thing which comes to our mind is Office 365.
What's your favorite capability for Office 365?
Or anytime, anywhere.
Mobility is very important.
They can use the Link, they can use the SharePoint to have to communicate with others.
How many devices do you actually use between your phones and your PCs and your Macs every day?
I own three devices.
The iPhone, some tablet, and of course the PC.
An average of two.
I use a PC, Mac, mobile phone, iPad.
One workstation at office, a notebook in the office, two tablets at home, so four like full Win 8 devices,
right.
Tablet and phone. So
it'd be much easier if you could just install Office on all these devices and not really worry about it, right?
Exactly, and have everything synchronized.
Hong Kong is often referred to as the gateway to China, but it's really much more than that. You see, Hong Kong is built on trade, currency, physical goods, and also services. That means the appetite for technology and services is much higher than it is, say, in other parts of China where they can throw people at a problem as opposed to solving that with technology.
An organization that is rapidly expanding its trade and services is Hong Kong's Emperor Group. It has famously grown from a jewelry store and watchmaker to a large conglomerate of multiple businesses. To learn more on how they are managing their astronomical expansion, I sat down with their technology director, Kenneth Lam.
The needs are changing.
Right.
And then so that right now that we not only focus on in Hong Kong more, we expand our business to cover the Greater China, Singapore, and the regional. And then so right now that we need to know some like new tools to help to our business to get more communication instantly. Just like that I mentioned that right now that we have so diversified our business unit, and then the employee also sit in different office.
Right.
And then so that, but we need to have the well communication between each other. So that otherwise that we are just working in silo.
Walking around Hong Kong, I see a lot of different retail stores.
Yes.
Emperor Group, a lot of that you've got your media division doing filming and TV production and all of these things. So there's probably a high emphasis on mobility and other platforms, maybe Mac and PC, Windows support, and
right.
all the different phones that they might be using. How do you see like the mobile story with Office 365 benefiting you?
Yeah, I think that the one of the key strategy, our key IT strategy, is the mobile and cloud. What we call the edge technology that can help the business to do the business faster and then more kind of the close to the customer. So mobile and cloud strategy is one of the our top IT strategy within the group. And then 365 is quite match this kind of requirement.
And are you seeing this really bringing back all of these, because you've grown so explosively into all these various business units. Have you seen Office 365 bring that together a bit?
Yeah, right. Because in the old days, that when they have a traveling or when they visit the customer, probably that they lack of the instant message or things that will help them
right.
to keep update all these happen things to them. So right now when we have a 365, they can get their instant message, they can get their email all the things instantly.
Excellent. Well, thanks for sharing your story with us today, Kenneth.
So the connection between mobility and cloud services adoption is pretty indisputable. And perhaps the strongest driving force behind this trend is Hong Kong's youth. So how are educational institutions managing this change? I set out to Hong Kong's largest publicly funded university, PolyU, to speak with CIO Jarrett Ballman.
So tell us a bit about the university.
Well, the university is the largest government-funded university in Hong Kong. It has 33,000 students, about 4,000 staff. It's been in existence since about 1937. Its research is often very focused on alignments with industry.
All right, so tell us about, in terms of mobility, some of the trends that we're seeing with your students. Are people coming in with more and more devices these days to get their studies and their work done?
Yes, they sure are. The university's got wireless fabric throughout the whole of the campus. And we've seen a 300% increase in 12 months of the number of connected devices.
Wow.
So it's not about load, it's about how many devices people are carrying around. And often you'll see students with one, two, three devices exposed at once. So it's a real issue.
Excellent. In terms of like Office 365 and some of the email workloads to support those devices, what was it like prior to you looking at Office 365 and implementing those services?
So it's really two dimensions to this. One is student email, and there were some quite interesting problems there, one of which was a proprietary email solution unable to be extended to the graduate community, the alumni, 330,000 graduates. So we had a licensing issue around being able to extend that. In the staff space, we had a legacy email system, very functional, lots of features, somewhat disconnected features sometimes, with challenges around mobility, unable to easily take the email to the smartphone. So we were seeing kludgy solutions, multiple email systems, and lots of user complaints about the inability to reach out, collaborate, and to move to a mobile space.
Right, so tell us about the deployment experience. If you had all these disparate kind of systems in place, alumni versus non-alumni support, all those things, and different systems, it sounds like, internally and for staff, how did that all come together with Office 365?
Gradually. As far as the staging was concerned, we went to the students, student service first. So we used the Edu service, Edu Live service, and that's now been migrated to Office 365. And then we also contemplated moving our staff system to Exchange, an in-house solution. And the conversation we had with Microsoft about that option led to the possibility of it going to the cloud.
Excellent. So I decided also that I'm going to put Office 365 to the test and really use it to help me navigate my way through Hong Kong City. So thanks for joining us, Jarrett.
Well, you're going to use your SharePoint facilities, I take it.
Yes, definitely.
Excellent.
Thank you.
All right.
So I've had a great week in Hong Kong so far. I've talked to a lot of great people. I've presented at the Ignite conference. But now I want to experience the city. And what I want to do is use Office 365 as my guide, using the apps for Office and web services behind those apps for Office to really help me navigate the city and all the places that I want to see. In this case, I'm going to search for a few markets, a few traditional and cultural areas that I want to visit. And the great thing is I can call into services like Wikipedia by using Apps for Office to get a backstory of all the different markets I want to see, all the different temples I want to visit, and all the different landmarks I'd like to explore. So the great thing is with Apps for Office as well is that I can use the Bing translation service and the apps there in order to create a translation of the location that I'm wanting to go to. And that means that if I'm in a taxi, because I'm storing the document centrally in Office 365, I can pull that document up from my phone very quickly and show my taxi driver, in this case, the traditional Chinese characters to help me navigate to those locations. So I'm going to plan out my entire trip, and I'm going to have all the different destinations already included in my Word document, and that's going to really help me navigate through my entire rest of the trip in Hong Kong. So if you've ever traveled to Asia, you know the drill. You usually get these types of business cards. Now, the problem is if I lose that business card, I won't be able to get to my destination. The nice thing was I was actually able to save my document centrally using SkyDrive Pro and Office 365, and I can access that file along with the Chinese translation in order to help me communicate with the taxi driver. Let's try it. Hello, can you take me here? See, there?
Yeah, yes, okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So cool, that worked. And with my Office 365 OneNote guide in hand via the cloud, we set off to Manmo Temple. Now at my next stop, the wet market, I made my first attempt at real-time translation using my tablet to scan signs and the Bing cloud service to translate. I used it all the way to the Tsim Sha Tsui ferry. And then, as the sun started to set on Victoria Harbor, souvenir shopping in this 24-hour city was on my mind. I headed to a street market, and with haggling not my strength, I enlisted the help of Link in Office 365 and my friend Steve.
Ah, ni hao. Take a yifu, duo shao qian a?
Ah, jiao 150
kuai le. 150 kuai le. Oh, well, well, can I show? We'll get all the Pung Yop Dia Hua.
Okay, okay, yes.
Han Pen Yi, well, can I show? Well, Pung Yop Steve, talk you all show.
Hey, Jeremy, what's up?
Hey, Steve, so I'm at the store here. I found the jacket I wanted. Can you check if this is the one you're thinking of?
Oh, nice.
Is it worth
100, 150.
No, 120, too much. 120, ta shuo, 120 kuai.
Oh, this is, I bought 198 de, I'll give you 150 kuai.
No, he says he won't take 120, that's to be 150.
Try your best.
Chinese culture,
okay, 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 so he's saying it's worth 150.
Yes. Well, that's fine, 150.
Okay, okay, we'll get it, okay. XXL.
Oh, XXL, okay.
Okay, 好了. So I got for 150. It's maybe not as cheap as 120, but it's still okay.
Well done.
Okay.
I'll give you a good price here.
Okay, okay, 好了. Thank you.
Welcome.
So I've used Office 365 as my guide to Hong Kong, and wow, what a city. But I can't leave this place without savoring the local cuisine. So I've spent a few years living in China. When you come to Hong Kong, while most menus are bilingual, once you hit the mainland, all bets are off. Now I've got here Albert and Quinn from the Office 365 team because I really wanted to experience Chinese cuisine with a restaurant that caters to mainland tourists.
Guys, you're gonna love the food here. I've ordered a couple of the chef recommendations and a couple of my favorites as well.
Oh, I'm excited.
Me too.
It's great.
Just incredible. Wow.
Okay, that's great. We should dig it in.
Yeah, this is incredible. Albert, this looks amazing. So tell me, which dishes did you order?
So I ordered the Peking duck, the broccoli with scallop, and my favorite, the fish ball.
But hang on a second. Wow, is that a starfish?
Yes, it is a starfish.
And what's underneath it? What is this plate called?
You know, I don't know. Let me check with the waiter.
Okay.
Waiter, gachan pai.
I've never had starfish before.
No, it looks interesting though.
Okay, let me check what's the chef's recommendation. All right. Uh-oh, guys. I can speak Chinese, but I can't read.
Okay.
Well, I can't read either.
I can.
All right, that's good.
I've actually got my Windows tablet with me. And I've been using this all week to translate and really help navigate my way through Hong Kong.
Oh, cool.
So in this case, because the menu is in simplified Chinese, I can actually point it right at the dish, and I can see we've got cuttlefish out here, it looks like.
Which
that's
is
probably
that
the white one. We also have starfish world soup, so it's Ooh, probably the starfish plus some of the other things in that starfish's world. And it looks like we've got sea cucumber.
That is this one.
Right, so we've got sea cucumber, cuttlefish, and starfish. There it is. So all of that's working right off of Bing Translate, so using the same engine that we use within Office 365.
Fantastic. And you just take a picture of the menu and it translates it for
you? It's just scanning it real time right off the menu from Chinese, going to the cloud, doing the translation, and then putting the words in English directly on the screen for
me.
Oh, wow.
Very neat.
That's very
neat.
Cool.
So, and then if I wanted to use it, say for example, I'm traveling and I don't speak English well, because the menus again are bilingual typically with English and Chinese. What if I'm French or German? I can select the languages that I come to or that I read from and then translate into. So I've got a lot of flexibility with more than 20 languages.
Well, that's neat. But you know what would be neater?
What?
Can it actually translate the other way? So could I go, for instance, from English to Chinese?
Yeah, that's actually pretty easy. So all we have to do is select English then as our starting language. And in this case, we can select, we'll do Chinese traditional here. And then if I type in the word, what dish are you thinking about?
Well, I would love to order Mongolian beef because I didn't see that out here. That's one of my favorites.
Okay,
well, let's do that.
Yeah.
I don't recall having a lot of Mongolian beef when I lived in China, but we can take a look and see if they can serve that, certainly. And the cool thing is once it translates that into Chinese, I got the character, and I can also listen to the audio of what that is if I want to actually enunciate that in proper Chinese.
So it does the written translation and it does an audio version as well. Yeah. Well, let me try it. Let me try it.
Okay. So if you want, I could check with the waiter.
Okay.
Waiter.
No. I don't think they have Mongolian beef. But at least he knew what I was trying to order, which was fantastic.
Exactly. All right, cool.
Well, you know what?
Let's actually enjoy what we've got here.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up, let's have a look at today's trivia answer.
So the answer to the trivia question was A, on average, Hong Kong citizens have more than 2.3 devices per person that they're using to connect to the cloud every day. This has been such a great city and a great trip. I've caught up with some of the early adopters of Office 365, and I've used the technology to navigate my way through the city. Of course, all this information and more can be found at Microsoft.com/garage. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.